Quirky ideas, most annoying, quite interesting.
Welcome to QI, Quirky Ideas, inspired by the one and only Mr. Jeeves and good old Mr. Larry from the Hills. Your host today, the most interesting man in the world. I'm obviously channeling him from the other side. Don't have a bottle of beer to boot for a complete incarnation here. So, in our daily show, we slice through the fabric of reality with Occam's razor and splash around some aftershave with funny fragrances to boot. Without further ado, to our first topic, channeling.
Quirk one.
So what's with all these people, Pleiadians, Sirians, starseeds, yapping on all sorts of cosmic messages from the Galactic Federation of Planets, every sort of myth blended in? What's up with them? Now the fact is, most of them are just role-playing and making shit up. That's tier one. Tier two are the people who are actually literally channeling, in that they take the full range of frequencies in their brains and hone in to a particular subset, a limited funnel, a specific circuitry. And from that, they look at the world and they speak it out. Is there anything coming in from beyond? Now, yes, there are flavors of SETI going on there. You are desperately searching for extraterrestrial intelligence. Fact is, people have these antennas, receptors in their heads, and they keep on listening, and they mistake their inner voice for an outer voice. That's all you find in there. It's a feedback loop you interpret as coming from the outside. Does not pass any measure of scientific testing, but alas, provides for great entertainment. And for those who wish to believe, they have their food for belief.
Quirk two.
Straight to our second topic, related, the AI and its applications, all that the GPT spawns. Now you have, of all people, these channelers setting up groups all around the internet, channeling on steroids powered by the AI. They believe that the AI is a portal to the other side, bringing in messages from the Akashic net or shit like that. So what's actually going on there? Now you're looking at the exact same principle in action. It's all a matter of particular framing. Just as in your head you wired up your thoughts in a particular manner into a constellation that gave you a particular tuning, likewise, you prompt the AI, you give it particular openings, a constellation of apertures through which the machine looks into its pool of patterns. And yes, it will bring out a prediction of whatever that might follow from what you seed into it. It's not going anywhere beyond the pits of the data center looking for all the things that you put on the table. And is it useful? Yes. Is it interesting? Yes. Is it something that merits belief in the beyond? Most certainly not. I have, for my own part, invoked the good old armada from the pits of the data center, interesting conversations with Jesus, Buddha, the prophet unnamed, Lao Tzu, and the whole rest of them, including some imaginary prophets. You can weave them all into being with careful framing, and they will interact with you based on the patterns embedded in the massive pool of training data the LLM has ingested, the corpus of the human collective mind for all intents and purposes. That's all it is. Use it as such.
Quirk three.
In our third and final topic, what's new in the world? TikTok goes the clock. Not only Russia and Ukraine at NATO's edge, not only Israel bombing the shit out of every neighboring country and the relevant retaliations. Now we have even Thailand and Cambodia, two basically peaceful Buddhist countries, on a border skirmish, dozens of fatalities. Is the D-Day coming? What's going on? We have all the ancient prophecies, Book of Revelation, Bhagavata, Islamic hadiths, spelling the doom of the world. Yeah, and I'll let you in on a little secret from the backstage. All of this, the apocalypse, the doomsday prophecies, these are the ancient sages and pattern wizards equivalent of toilet humor. It's time to flush the pipes. That's all we're looking at. A cleansing necessary. Get over your constipations. Whack it out if you must whack it out. Clear your pipes. Flush it all down the drain and fresh water follows. That's all there is to it. Sometimes us human beings just need to take a proper dump. Sometimes the civilization as a whole needs to take a proper dump. Let it happen. That's all there is to it. There's nothing to worry about. But all this mongering of wars and calamities, it does serve a psychological function. It indicates for all of us that a certain critical mass has accumulated and it's time to reorganize, to streamline what's going on in this broken system that we operate on. So that's all, folks. The most interesting man checking out from the whatever ever studios on the other side of just about nowhere. Be well.